It is our monthly check-in with Brian Caffarelli, who is the commissioner of Connecticut's Department of Consumer Protection. And this month we are focused on a lot of summer-related scams out there. But we're starting with locksmith scams. That was not on my bingo card. Hey, Brian, welcome back.
Hey, Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. What's going on with the locksmith scams? This is new for me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we've always got something up our sleeves. And we do, in fact, license locksmiths at the Department of Consumer Protection. And it's something we hear about, but a lot of people don't think about until they're in a jam. And so we really wanted to just bring some awareness to it because it does seem to happen more. It comes in cycles, right? And so locksmiths are scams. Scammers pose as qualified locksmiths and demand high costs for unlocking services or lock replacements. It's a type of scam that's like a bait and switch that can happen when there's urgent or emergency-like situations. So this is what they love to prey on. And we've seen this before with garage door repairs when you can't get your car out, you feel really stressed, and you Google, best garage door opener near me, and you do the same thing with locksmith. And there are scammers that pay Google to come up as one of the top search results.
Mm.
And so, they will give you a price over the phone, but when they arrive, there's always an excuse, whether a certain part is too old or the job is too complicated.
Oh, I've never seen a door like this in my life. This is going to cost you X amount more. Yeah, no, we've all heard that line. Yep. I'm like, aren't they all made of wood? What do you mean you've never seen a door like this before? Yeah, no, that's the best. I love that line. It's great.
Yeah.
I've been in the industry for 30 years. Let me tell you, your front door is nothing like I've ever seen before. Really? Wow. I must have a really special house. That's crazy. I make light of it, but it's so true. It is true. And I think you're right, Brian, the garage door opening business, that's really where I've seen it before. It's interesting. The reason I kind of, it gave me pause when I saw we were going to talk about locksmith scams was because more and more people are not even changing their locks. They have door pads. Like at our house, we have a door pad. We don't even use a key to open the door. I guess you can as a backup system, but we have a key code to get into our front door. And if we want to change the code, if we want to give certain codes out to people, like we've gone more high tech. And I'm noticing that more and more that people aren't even doing, like changing the locks on their houses. Some still do, obviously, but I didn't even know that this was a thing, locksmith scams. But I guess when you bring up the garage things, that is what I was told. Oh, I've never seen a system like this in my life. I'm like, you've never seen a system like this in your life? Man, I must have the most incredible house in all of Connecticut. You've never seen this before. It was just, it's wild. Yeah, it was going
to
cost like thousands of dollars.
Yeah. The garage doors, you have a particularly heavy garage door. You have an underpowered motor on the thing. And so, and then they demand cash there. And it is just wild how you go down a rabbit hole. And it all is born out of a sense of urgency that you can't get your car out of the garage or, the locksmiths aren't particular to homes, too, right? If you lock yourself out of your car, which, it does happen less and less with, services that can remotely unlock your car. But, they'll show up and they are not licensed with us and they are not legitimate people. And they basically are going to scam you and take you for a lot of money. And sometimes not even perform the service. So we do see it. We just want to just bring some awareness to it, like the garage door openers. The locksmiths, they do have to be registered with us. They have to pass a background check because if someone has the ability to open your home or car, you don't want them to have a criminal background. And
that's so my bigger concern is the wallet doesn't matter. And again, we've got Commissioner Caffarelli here from the Department of Consumer Protection. It's not even the money aspect that I'm most concerned about, Brian. Honestly, it's the home break-ins that I'm more concerned with is, making sure you have a credible person that has the, like you said, the background checker is, has all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, is you hear about these awful situations of people then breaking into homes, assaults, you know, burglary, all that. And it's because you just needed to do something simple like change your doorbell camera or whatever. So how do people check that then, Brian? Because it's awkward, right? You're not going to have somebody come to your front door and you're like, hey, did you have a background check? Are you a confirmed person? Like, how do you check that? How do you do your research properly to know that the person showing up to your house is credible?
Yeah, so you verify the individual, find out who's coming, get their name, and you could go to the website, our website directly, and check. It's the individual that is registered with us, not the business, because as I said, we do a background check on them, so it's ct.gov/DCP. Shop local, contact a locksmith with a local storefront or reputable roadside assistance organization like AAA. If you do have a locksmith coming, you can just confirm their address. And so make sure they do have a physical address. Sometimes these scammers will, give you an address, but it's an empty lot or a warehouse or something like that. And pay attention to the phone number. Make sure it's a local number. As with other things we talk about, get a full estimate up front. If you don't... if there's no proof, if something feels off, it probably is. Scammers oftentimes appear in like unmarked vehicles, just some car, no uniform, and they're unable to provide any identification. And they'll use high pressure tactics or cannot provide a registration number. And you always have the right to refuse the service, even if they said, you called me out here, I'm going to have to charge you for the fee. No. If they can't prove that they're registered and you're not satisfied with it, send them away. If they won't leave, call the police and file a complaint with us. But, obviously read reviews about them. But there are, and I guess that just to highlight, and platforms like this really help us educate the public, is that there are scammers out there. They pay Google. They're the top rated one on Google, the second one. It'll come up. They have a central call location, oftentimes not in the state, and they'll refer it out to these people in Connecticut for the locksmith, for the garage door. So some of the reviews will be bot generated. So you do really want to do a little bit of extra homework to make sure that, they are registered with us and that, you get some, the best way to do it is to get a referral from someone word of mouth. And shop local.
Yeah, and again, do kind of your research. And I'm going to put a link to the DCP website on ours, voiceofct.com, so people can go and vet a person before they hire them. And kind of much like the locksmith scam, we see that sometimes with severe storms. And it's interesting because I talk a lot about we use K&J Tree Service. And when K&J came out to our house in the fall to do some tree trimming, they actually put a sign at the end of our driveway, letting people know like, hey, this is who we use. And actually, I saw a K&J sign after the July 4th storm in our nearby neighborhood. If you're a credible company, if you have somebody who's like, hey, I did some tree cutting in your neighborhood, are you interested? A huge red flag. K&J would never do that. And I'm using them as an example. They would never do that where they'd come up to people's doors in a neighborhood and be like, hey, I just cut some trees at your neighbor's house over here. Are you interested? They'll put the signs out and then they kind of leave. They're not going to do that. So that, too, is kind of a red flag. If you have a locksmith or somebody that's like, hey, I just did some work in your neighborhood. Are you interested? Like, no, get out of here with that. That's just not what a reputable company would do. You will see the sign sometimes like, hey, we service this house. Here's our sign and our information. But they're not going to go door to door and do that. That's also a red flag. We are chatting with Commissioner Brian Caffarelli with Connecticut's Department of Consumer Protection. July is Military Consumer Month, and we want to make sure you avoid any scams tied to the military, especially this month. Brian, what do you got for us?
Well, yeah, and the goal is to help raise awareness this month about scams that target veterans, military service members, and their family members. And, one of the reasons is because fraudsters know that there's a reliable source of income there, and they do target them. Last year they lost about $250 million just to imposter scams. And so these military-related scams, they're sophisticated. They look to steal money, personal information, and the benefits that these, men and women who fought or served our country, earned. And so they can target anyone, and the impersonation scams, oftentimes they'll impersonate a government agency and they'll contact a consumer over the phone, email, or text message. And they'll claim that there's an immediate action and get the consumer to act quickly. They'll usually say that there's an unpaid bill. If left unpaid, the consumer will face fines or jail time. Sometimes they may impersonate the VA, a commanding officer or government agency, and inquire about your benefits or health care, or create a fake warning that there was a change to one of your plans. And all these type of messages, they pose an issue to get you to pay attention, some type of urgency. And again, we talk about this all the time. It's high pressure. It really, they don't want you to take time and think. They want you to react for fear of losing something or some type of, when in doubt, I guess what I want to say here is that if an unknown number tells you there's an issue or asks for your personal information, it's most likely a scam. So some good ways in general to avoid this is never click on links from unsolicited messages. If you see an ad about military benefits on social media, don't click it. You know, there's sometimes services that will say, like, you know, we can increase your benefits, or there's ones that you're missing out on. And, you don't want to get that from Instagram. Avoid giving out personal information over the phone, text message, email, or social media message. And if you do receive such a message claiming that there's an urgent action needed, that there will be a consequence, pause and think it through. That's really what we're trying to say here. The scammers create this false sense of urgency to get you to act quickly, like clicking on a link or sending money or giving out information. And that's what you want to avoid.
Yeah. And I think to your point earlier, Brian, whether it's the locksmith scam, the severe storm, whether we need somebody to come out and handle trees, our property, our homes, you know, roofing scams, or even, you know, this month being Military Consumer Month, and the scams that unfortunately are tied to the military and giving back. You know, doing the research, you're talking about a few minutes, really, and even less than that. If you have links to the Department of Consumer Protection, for example, they have on their website very clearly, how do you verify someone who's licensed? How do you know an organization is credible? And we have resources like the DCP and the Better Business Bureau. They are constantly checking this and updating this. And we have links for all of that on our website, voiceofct.com. Doing a little bit of research before you just give money to an organization or hire somebody to do a job, it takes a couple of minutes, but man, it could save you a whole lot of time, money, and even, you know, protect yourself in the process as well. So Brian, I want to thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time today, but I'm so glad that we get to talk to you on a monthly basis to make sure people are in the know and avoid scams that could be coming at them at any moment. Thank you so much for what you do and for coming on WICC. We appreciate it. Again, we do have a link to all of the information we talked about here to verify a licensed professional and so much more. We'll have links on our website, voiceofct.com, attached to Brian's podcast there under Melissa in the Morning.